Representatives from SU College and Humber College joined together virtually Thursday to sign the official Memorandum of Understanding for the co-delivery of the Bachelor of Engineering, Mechatronics program. The mechatronics degree, which welcomed its first cohort this September, allows students to study in an emerging field at either SU College, SU St. Marie Campus or Humber's North Campus in Etobicoke. This partnership strengthens opportunities for learners, particularly those in Northern Ontario, to study in this in-demand area of engineering, a release states. Graduates of the mechatronics program will be ready to start in-demand careers as civil, mechanical, electrical, electronic and computer engineers, working in advanced manufacturing, energy, healthcare and pharmaceuticals. Mechatronics is the integration of electrical, mechanical and software engineering which allows mechatronics students and graduates to be trained for many different kinds of jobs. We just launched this September and have 4 local students and plan to grow this program over the next few years to match industry needs. We are very excited to be offering a 4-year engineering degree locally in Sault Ste. Marie, stated Rick Webb, Sault College spokesperson in an email. Over 4 years of study, mechatronics students will take part in a collaborative learning program, to be delivered through a combination of in-person, classroom and laboratory learning along with video conferencing, supported by an online learning management system. Students at both colleges will have access to professors and technical support. The Bachelor of Engineering, Mechatronics program showcases how technology and innovation can transform education and expand the opportunities available for our learners. Through this partnership, we can offer programming unique to the Sault Ste. Marie area while supporting local industries, partners and our community as a whole, said Ron Common, Sault College president. Students in this program have access to amazing scholarships and learning facilities, knowledgeable and skilled faculty and the opportunity to collaborate with students with diverse backgrounds and interests. The skills gained through instruction, hands-on learning and working closely with students at Humber will transfer well beyond their education and lay the foundation for meaningful and successful careers in this dynamic field, Common said. Support for the mechatronics program has been received from local industries and Sault College partners. Earlier this year, Tenaris Canada announced scholarships for Sault College students through the RACA Education Program, and Algoma Steel Inc. announced a $100,000 investment in the program. Co-delivering the mechatronics degree with Sault College helps build a stronger Ontario college system. Our innovative approach creates access to education for students while meeting employers' needs in today's digital-driven post-secondary environment. Humber's long-standing success and leadership in engineering and mechatronics includes students who have won medals at World and Canada Skills competitions under the guidance of expert faculty, said Chris Whitaker, Humber College president. This partnership to co-deliver a new mechatronics engineering degree right here in Sault Ste. Marie is groundbreaking for our community, providing local youth with the opportunity to pursue fulfilling careers while addressing our need for skilled workers in the engineering sector. Our government is committed to supporting our northern communities by fostering an environment where our young people can learn and attain high-demand careers all while living closer to home, said Sault MPP Ross Romano. The partnership between Sault College and Humber College to co-deliver this new mechatronics engineering degree will help address the need for an in-demand area of engineering, provide learning opportunities for students in both Northern Ontario and the GTHA, and serves as a model for future college programming opportunities, said Jill Dunlop, Ontario's Minister of Colleges and Universities. There are 65 seats available in the program. The program was first announced in September 2020.